16th day of the Archer. Should I continue to repeat myself day after day? Slumber was again inconsistent. There must be some spell upon me, I am convinced, that wakes me up in the third hour. To sleep again I fell quickly, however, and come the fifth hour, I felt fairly well rested despite the interruption. For this I am thankful. I was able to get ready for another long day at the Tower of Engi with haste, and had ample time to redirect my steed, Noble Explorer, to visit the Green Lady Starbuck. Her elixirs are costing me no coin, thanks to the gift from Sir Donald. I opted to try her Juniper elixir once more. Even after this second taste, I am still uncertain how I feel about such a strange brew. A conundrum of the tongue, it is indeed. My labor in the tower has again been fairly routine, and I am accomplishing much, all the while guiding my apprentice, who is learning with relative ease. Once she has acquired all the knowledge she needs, she will prove quite valuable. I must continue to remind myself that this day, Freya's day, is not to be the end of my labor week. Tomorrow, on Saturn's day, I will be alone in the tower. The additional labor day was voluntary, and I am the only one among my labor section who will be here. I expect to accomplish a great deal with no distractions. This eve brought about nothing greatly exciting. I was pleased to be back in the dwelling to rest and prepare for more labor upon the morrow. I am quite comfortable in my new furry head covering. It is more than adequately keeping me warm and cozy outside. I think I will continue wearing it into the night. Sir Wolf is very fond of furry things.